On the show today, we have Access Softtech's very own Chris Donner and Snowfalls Credit Union's very own Tim Williams talking about why Snowfalls Credit Union chose to implement a robo-advisor wealth management program from Access Softtech and all the benefits they've received from it. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Chris Donner from Access Softtech. Chris, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have the sky view in your office there, it looks like.
it's our lonely offices.
We have the omniscient-looking view from there, so very cool. And Tim, we have Tim Williams, President and CEO of Snowfalls Credit Union. Tim, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well so far. Hey, you guys have done something pretty cool here. You guys have implemented a robo-advisor into wealth management program and the benefits these tools can have for both members and credit unions. And to begin, Chris, I'm going to begin with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the robo-advisor called EasyVest that you guys are working with Snowfalls with? Can you tell us a little bit about it before we get going?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So robo-advisors have been around for a long time, about 10 years, and they've proven to be extremely popular. And they're popular because they're so easy to use, right? Somebody just has to put some money into the account. They don't have to worry about picking stocks or researching the market. They don't have to do any of that. So there's a profile that's created for them. Based on the profile, there's an optimal portfolio that's selected, and then the software manages their investments on their behalf.
Okay.
So it's easy as pie. Now, Wealthfront, Betterment, there are hundreds of them out there. But what we've done that's unique is we've created a robo-advisor that seamlessly integrates into online and mobile banking. And we think that seamless integration brings a new level of convenience that's really important. And it helps the credit unions compete in the market. The large banks, Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank and many others are offering robo-advisors. All of the brokerage firms offer robo-advisors and checking accounts, by the way. To bring a robo-advisor to the market for credit unions, we think is going to be significant. And it will, we believe, become a standard part of their digital services in the not-too-distant future. And Snowfalls, as usual, is a innovative credit union at the forefront. And despite their size, they're able to bring services to their members that will compete with the biggest guys out there.
So, Tim, is your credit union like one of the first to use the robo-advisor in this fashion?
Yeah, we're actually the first to launch the product for Access Softtech.
Okay.
Been testing it for quite a few months now, and you know, we've been looking at this space for a long time, for the last 3+ years, but never found a solution that really tied within our goals. And our primary focus is keep our members in our ecosystem.
Yeah.
So we want to keep them in online banking, on our mobile app. We don't want to shoot them off to another mobile app or another website, another account, another institution. So everything that we do here is within our ecosystem. And so Access Softtech has been a really good partner for us to be able to do that.
So what are some of the benefits that members have? I mean, maybe I should step back. How long have you guys been using it? And then what are some of the benefits that members have received since then?
We've been beta testing it for the last couple, 3 months or so with some internal staff members. We launched it, rolled it out live about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So now we're just starting to ramp up the marketing on it, but we've already had some members sign up for the program. So,
right on.
So we're seeing some traction already with the limited messaging that we've put out so far, but the marketing is really going to kick up later this week on it.
And so, I mean, I guess the proverbial question here is, like, what are some of the benefits that members will receive from this, as well as your credit union, too?
I think the ease of use, you know, you can go and log in the online bank and a mobile app and set up your account right there, 1, 2, 3. You don't have to link an external account to transfer the money into. It seamlessly integrates with your checking account or your savings account within Snowfalls. And so it's all one user interface, one experience.
Very cool. Very cool. And like you said, I mean, if you have all this in one stop shop, basically, you know, your members will, and it's so easy that your members will, it just kind of adds value to your credit union, right?
adds a lot of value, and it adds a lot of stickiness, because we always say, if we can get the mortgage, we can get the relationship, and if we can get the relationship, we can kind of offer all of these products that kind of enhance that experience, and, and basically offer anything that anyone else out there can offer our members, and provide better service, I would say.
Indeed. And Chris, so what are some next steps here now that Snowfalls is pretty much successfully launched this? Are other credit unions on board to use it as well, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. So Access Softech has about 300 credit unions using all our different products. We're known for mobile banking and online banking. We also have online lending and account opening. We have a real-time fraud control product. So we've got a very complete suite of products, and this is another one that we very recently added, and we're in the process of rolling it out to all of our credit unions and others. So we have, I think, three or four in deployment now, but we have a lot of interest in this product, and we see it really taking off in the not too distant future. So.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like this is kind of going along the lines of, ever since the whole pandemic started, everyone's digital offerings or their digital transformation journeys have gone from a marathon to now a sprint. So it sounds like this is probably right along the same lines, right, Tim?
Absolutely. And, unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, we were able to, because of some of the things we've done over the last few years, we're probably one of the few credit unions out there that's 100% cloud-based in everything we do.
Oh, really?
So we're able to get our employees remote within 2 days,
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
So, it just definitely changed our model on how we look at things and how we're going to operate going forward. And I don't see a time where we're going to have 100% people in the office anymore.
Yeah, I don't see that either. You're exactly right there. So what are some of your goals using this technology out there that's really adding value to your credit union? What do you guys want to achieve here?
Well, I think for us, it's going to help us grow. It's going to help us maintain those relationships and grow those relationships. And one big focus for us over the years has been to grow a deeper wallet share from our members. So we don't have to spend crazy marketing dollars trying to attract new members, which we want to do that. But at the same time, we can offer better products and services for our current members to get more engagement there.
Yeah, so word of mouth will be really, really good here. Sounds like you guys have no problem there at all. What are some? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, I was just going to jump in with another thought on that question, because it's an important question. We really don't know what's going to happen with the economy going forward, right? There's some risk of a very deep recession, and that would mean that loss rates go up, and so credit unions need to diversify sources of income. And one of the nice things about the business model for this product is that it is a new source of revenue for the credit union, and so it doesn't cost the credit union anything. It's a small cost to the member,
right?
And the revenue stream has no risk to it, and there's no capital required for it. So it's just all around a interesting and important diversification of revenue for credit unions at a time of economic uncertainty.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, exactly. You want to have as many revenue streams as possible, especially when things are so up in the air right now. My gosh. Are there any other uses for it, Chris? Or is it pretty much wealth management? Or are there any other
uses? Well, it's wealth management, but I think it's important to note that many credit unions have had wealth management programs for a long time, 30 years. And the wealth management programs out there today are human-based advisors. Those human-based advisor programs, they're valuable, but the average penetration in the membership is about 2%. So this is a product that's intended to serve the other 98%.
Okay.
Those 2% programs, they're not cost effective for small accounts. And so our robo-advisor is really designed to accommodate the small accounts. And one of the things that we can do is that we can take small accounts and we can grow them, and then we become a feeder or a farm league for the current human-based wealth advisor programs. So we're not competitive there. We are a complement and an enhancement.
Yeah, no, it kind of hands it off once it gets to a certain point.
Exactly.
And we made the entry point very easy for members with the $200 minimum account opening balance.
That is super easy.
It's really easy to get started with the program.
What advice do you have, Tim, for other credit unions out there looking to do something similar who may have been in your position when all this started? What advice do you have for folks out there?
I mean, you just gotta be aware of what's going on around you and what's going on in our space, because our space has definitely been disrupted very much so over the last few years. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to only speed up now. That's going to gain momentum. So we got to be aware of what's going on around us and what's available out there and be ready to offer those products and services that if we don't do it, our members are going to get them somewhere.
Yep. So, yeah, I've been reading a lot of stories on that very point. Sure. Chris, go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and sign up for EasyVest.
Yeah. That too. Hey, Chris, yeah, by the way, Chris, where can we go to find out more information on this?
Well, accesssofttech.com.
Okay.
We have, our website, of course, and list all our products, and contact information is there. We're happy to talk to any credit union about it, large or small. I think that it's important that products be offered to credit unions of all sizes, and we've demonstrated that even small credit unions like Snow Falls, who move fast and are innovative, can take advantage of this service.
Yeah, we like credit unions like that, who move fast and are innovative. So you've fit the bill quite nicely. And I love the name too, by the way, Snowfall. I mean, that's just really, that sticks out for sure. I'm never going to forget that one for sure. Anything else? Any final words of wisdom here, guys, to wrap up? Chris, Tim, anybody?
I don't think so. I just say you just gotta push the envelope a little bit. You gotta be willing to get out there and do something different. So
completely agree.
Well, what,
oh, Chris. Well,
sorry, one comment for me. I just want to make sure everybody realizes that the EasyVest product can be integrated into any online or banking program, not just the Access SoftTech products.
Very cool.
So it's really available for every single credit union. And you know, I remember back to 2004 when Access SoftTech released the first downloadable mobile banking application. It took us about 3 years to convince people that, yes, your members will check their account balance on their cell phone. Like, that was a very hard argument to win back in 2004. And you know, I see the same thing happening here, that the robo-advisor is going to become as essential as a mobile banking product is today. And it's just a matter of time. And a credit union can wait till they're scrambling to catch up, or they can be at the mm-hmm. forefront.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, I'll never do banking on this, ever. Are you kidding?
We heard that argument many times, yes.
Can you believe that? Oh my gosh. All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work. I love hearing stories like this. So it's really good stuff to see the credit union value continue to increase through fintech or any other form or fashion as well. So good story for sure.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, you're welcome, guys. Appreciate the time as always.